From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. At this hour, the suspect in the failed SUV bombing of New York's Times Square is due in court. Faisal Shahzad, a Pakistani-American, was arrested late last night by the FBI and New York police after he had boarded an Emirates flight to Dubai at the JFK airport. The FBI also says it searched a home in Bridgeport, Connecticut overnight, described as a known residence for Shahzad. They removed bags filled with unknown items. Authorities say the death toll from those storms in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky is now at 29, and officials fear that number will rise as the waters eventually subside. Blake Farmer with member station WPLN in Nashville says most of the deaths have occurred in Tennessee.
The growing danger is from water contamination. The flooded Cumberland River submerged one of Nashville's two water treatment plants, which is still underwater after a weekend with nearly 14 inches of rain. Nashville's Water Department Chief Scott Potter says the entire system is in jeopardy because floodwater could flow into pipes if reservoirs go dry.
And if we don't maintain 20 PSI on the distribution system, there's a good possibility of contamination of the drinking water supply.
The Cumberland River is expected to crest sometime today. The river has already inundated downtown businesses and the massive Gaylord Opryland Hotel, where 1,500 guests had to be evacuated. The hotel expects to be closed for several months. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he no longer supports a plan to resume offshore oil drilling off the state's coastline. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports the governor backed off after seeing images of that massive oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico.
Schwarzenegger says he can no longer support a proposal to drill off the coast of Santa Barbara, which could have brought the state more than $1 billion in much-needed revenue over the next 14 years. Speaking at a press conference, Schwarzenegger says after seeing the images of oil-soaked birds and despondent fishermen in the Gulf of Mexico, he changed his mind about the safety of offshore oil drilling.
You turn on television and you see this enormous disaster, and you say to yourself, why would we want to take that risk?
The plan had run into opposition from the Democratic-controlled legislature, but Schwarzenegger still planned to include the anticipated oil revenue in his latest budget revision. There has been a moratorium on offshore drilling in California since a huge oil spill in 1969. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is meeting today to focus on last year's Hudson River landing of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in New York. All 155 passengers and crew escaped after that water landing, caused by bird strikes on both engines. Officials want to see what they can learn from that. On Wall Street, stocks are down sharply this morning in early trading. At last check, the Dow was down 153 points. The Nasdaq was off 52. This is NPR News from Washington. Things are a little loud today in Athens. That's where public employees have launched a 48-hour strike. They're protesting austerity measures by the Greek government. They were agreed to allow Greece to secure billions of dollars in bailout funds from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. Several thousand teachers and students marched to Parliament today in Athens. In Thailand, anti-government demonstrators are considering a proposal from the country's prime minister to hold new elections in November. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports it's part of an effort to end the political crisis that's left at least 27 people dead.
Prime Minister Abhisit Fattachiwa's offer falls short of protesters' demands for an immediate dissolution of parliament and fresh elections within 2 months. But it could provide a face-saving way out for both the protesters and the government after 7 weeks of protests that have crippled the city's main shopping district and scared away foreign tourists and investors. Prime Minister Abhisit's five-point reconciliation plan includes an offer to rewrite the Constitution to make it more acceptable to the protesters. The Constitution was last rewritten after the 2006 coup that forced then-Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat from power. Many protesters are supporters of the deposed Prime Minister, whose populist policies made him a favorite of the country's rural poor, long ignored by Thailand's traditional political elite. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
North Korea's Kim Jong-il is in China today. He's expected to meet with China's president and other leaders. His visit comes amid heightened tensions over the loss of more than 40 South Korean sailors when their naval ship was hit by an explosion. Suspicion has fallen on North Korea's navy. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.